Coach, how are you feeling about Brendan Schooler now at wide receiver?
I think Brendan did a great job this past week. He's getting better. He's learning the playbook more. He's doing what we're asking him to do, and he's playing hard. So I'm happy and pleased with him.
His catch was pretty incredible. And then Justin Herbert obviously tackling him. What did you think of the whole sequence?
Well, that was a great confidence booster for him. He needed that to kind of propel him to that next level of wide receiver play. And I think Justin just tackling him right there, that's just part of the excitement and part of the enthusiasm that we're showing right now as a team.
And, I mean, two games through, how would you kind of evaluate your wide receiver play so far?
I think we're getting better. I think we're competing hard. I think we're being aggressive. I think we're being physical. We talk about winning the war within the war outside on the perimeter. And we're taking that challenge, and we're competing. So that's all I can ask of them. And as long as we keep playing that way, then good things are going to happen.
What have you seen from Wyoming's defense?
Well, they're aggressive. They're a fast-flowing, aggressive defense. They play hard. They have a chip on their shoulder. They have a defensive coordinator who had been with the head coach before, who knows their scheme, know what they want to do, and they play hard. So that's where we have to be ready, and it's going to be a challenge, but I think we'll be up for it.
Have you seen anything that their defense likes to do in terms of taking away certain areas of the field or forcing guys to do one thing more than another?
Well, they're just another defense that we have to prepare for. And with us, we don't worry about what the defenses do to us. We try to concern ourselves with executing and doing what we do and playing at an up-tempo, a fast tempo. And then that puts pressure on them, and it makes them make mistakes. So that's where we're trying to focus, to make sure that we take care of all the little things when we're dealing with our offense.
Between Johnny Johnson and Dylan Mitchell and some of these younger guys that you've seen through fall camp, we on the outside looking in know what we're going to see with Charles, but with what we're seeing with some of these other young guys coming up, are you seeing, or are we seeing exactly what you thought we would see at this point?
Well, I do. I think that they're a group that's building confidence. Accomplishment builds confidence, which instills belief, and it has to go in that order. The more plays they make, I think they're going to become a more confident group. And then you do it enough times, and then all of a sudden you believe you're good. And that's where we're at. We're young, we're enthusiastic, we're trying hard. And if we keep making plays, I think we're going to continue to grow and get better.
What's the next step for Brendan just to improve? What's something you're working on him right now?
Well, it's just continue to learn the playbook. I think he came in right at the end of fall camp, and it's hard for a kid to make that switch and then do that, but he's done a great job with it. He's learning, he's getting better. We don't ask him to do too much until he learns all of it. But he's coming in and meeting with me in the office, and he's doing the things necessary to get better. But as he continues to learn, I think you're going to continue to see him improve.